hear the fanfare, that means it's time to go off to the movies with our resident movie critic, Matt Olien. Matt, Sir Anthony Hopkins back in the silver screen, back on the silver screen with another performance here for the film One Life, set during the Holocaust. Well, flashbacks to the Holocaust.
Yes. So he plays Sir Nicholas Winton, who has been referred to as the British Schindler. And Winton was a very humble British man who tried to help hundreds of Jewish, mostly Jewish, children in Czechoslovakia out of Czechoslovakia in 1938 to live in foster homes in Great Britain, you know, until things got better, which, of course, took a long time. So this chronicles Winton's efforts in 1938. He's played by Johnny Flynn in the flashbacks. And we also get Hopkins playing the older Winton in about 1987, about 50 years on from that. So that's how the film is constructed. James Hawes is the director. I would say there's not really new ground broken here cinematically or anything else. These are the kinds of films we have seen, you know, for years and years and years. So there's not a lot of new ground here. But I think the film was pretty sturdy. I liked it better than I thought I would. It's pretty quick. It's under 2 hours. Keeps things moving. The flashbacks to that horrible time in Czechoslovakia are good. Hopkins, again, you know, is good. Every gesture he makes, every acting choice he makes seems to be interesting. It always has been to me. He's got that gift. So I think overall I like this a little better than I thought. And even though there's really no new ground here, Ashley, the payoff moment, which I'm not going to reveal this. If you know the Nicholas Winton story, there is a big payoff moment that happens later in his life. And if you don't tear up at that moment, you're probably not human. So it's a big buildup to this moment years later when he kind of wondered what happened to the kids that he saved, he and his cohorts, what happened to them, you know, what became of their lives. And so it's very moving when, you know, we get that payoff moment. It's, and Hopkins is so good. Johnny Flynn, very good as the younger Hopkins. Lena Olin, Marta Keller, you know, famous European actresses are in the supporting cast. And a couple things about Hopkins. You know, he's kind of become the grand old man of acting, the grand old man of cinema. He's kind of outlasted his peers who are similar age. He's still working, still spry, you know, gets that second best actor Oscar only 3 years ago. And, you know, he's really kind of persevered in a very interesting career because he was not a superstar until he was 54 years old. When Silence of the Lambs came out, that made him this character superstar. Oh, you know, prior to that, Elephant Man, you know, a lot of good performances, things like that. But it was Silence of the Lambs that did it. And then he became this character star, and he's still working and still spry. You know, many of his contemporaries like Vanessa Redgrave and Warren Beatty and Robert Redford, they have long since retired, and he just keeps working. And he's so good on screen, Ashley. He plays Winton as a humble man who doesn't want to be praised, doesn't want to be thanked for this, but still he wonders what happens to the kids. And like I said, every gesture he makes as an actor – I think is interesting, and he really hasn't lost his fastball at age 86.
Wow, that's really incredible. I'm intrigued by the actor you said was playing the younger version of him, because I was just watching the trailer here before we started recording, and the voicing sounded so impeccably like Sir Anthony Hopkins. I wonder, is that actor just that talented at mimicry, or did they actually have Anthony Hopkins voicing those lines and him just dubbing it? Do you know?
I don't know that, but I do know that they tried to have Johnny Flynn sound like a younger version of what Nicholas Winton would sound like. One of the great conundrums in movie making, as I've often talked about, Ashley, is old age makeup, which is a huge conundrum, always has been. But also, when you have the same character played by different actors because of flashbacks, this becomes such an issue in movies where you just have to suspend your belief. It doesn't seem believable. We have family dramas where a bunch of siblings look like they were, you know, not from the same DNA. Sure. You know, it's such a hard thing to do. But Johnny Flynn does a nice job. I like the Czechoslovakian scenes in 1938. You feel like you're watching kind of an old-time Holocaust World War II movie. But ultimately, it's Hopkins. I think in the later scenes and the payoff scene, and you got to go to see what the payoff scene is. It's quite moving how this kind of came about.
How would you,
later in his life when he found out what happened to the kids?
How would you say this compares with some of the more famous kind of World War II movies, like Schindler's List or even Life is Beautiful?
Yeah, artistically, it's not in the Schindler's List category. I mean, Spielberg achieved a really interesting intersection of art and entertainment with that movie. Life is Beautiful also, I think, is a better made film. Like I said, the director, James Hawes, doesn't really trod any new ground here. It's solidly done. You know, the period detail is good. The costuming is good. But it's not going to wow you like Schindler's List did with the black and white and the little girl in the red dress. And, you know, he doesn't have Spielberg's touch for those things. But still, it feels like you're watching a BBC film or something that might be on Masterpiece Theater, but with a little higher gloss to it, I would say, and Anthony Hopkins' presence. So I would say if you're looking for entertainment right now in theaters, and the pickings are slim, Ashley, right now. We've siphoned through the Oscar films. We're into 2024. Dune Part 2 is the big hit, but there's a lot of films out there like Cabrini, which I reviewed last week, and One Life, which are really about these ordinary people who did extraordinary things. So if you're looking for that kind of entertainment, kind of uplifting entertainment, those are the two films I would see, although I think One Life is better than Cabrini.
Okay. Well, a little bit of Oscar-adjacent trivia anyway. We've referred to Anthony Hopkins as Sir Anthony Hopkins because, of course, he was knighted by the late Queen for his contributions to the arts in the realm of film. And he was knighted in the same year as a fellow Brit was nominated for both Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress in the same year.
Let's see, would that be when Emma Thompson was nominated? So 1994?
Yeah, film year 1993.
93 so, and then 94. Yeah, Emma Thompson.
All right.
Who co-starred with him in The Remains of the Day.
And there you have it. Matt always adding more to the trivia. We've been to the movies with Matt Olean.